The Up With The Bonnets podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Unicorn Cleaning Services. They offer a range of facilities from domestic and commercial cleaning, which includes lets and Airbnb, and also offer ironing and laundry services. You can find a link to their website in our Facebook and Twitter bios. You can also reach them by visiting their Facebook page, or you can contact them by visiting their website, unicorncleaningservices.co.uk.
Coming up on this week's episode, it's a positive one, it's a happy one. We won against the air. We give praise to the manager, the players, the fans. And that's it. This podcast is just about the victory against the air. Nothing more, nothing less. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to this special midweek episode of the Up With The Bonnets podcast. We promised you we'd be back if we won against the air, and we did so. So I'm your host, Daniel Smith, and with me, as always, is Paul Gray.
All right, Danny. How are we?
Really good, mate. Really good.
Brilliant.
It's good to have a podcast after a win that wasn't against Cove.
Finally. Finally. We broke the hoodoo.
Yep. Me and Paul are recording this during the day for a change. I'm on my dinner, so you look at what... Paul's sober, he's on the coffee, so I'm actually using my dinner to record this instead of eating, so...
Dedication.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Got to lose a few pounds anyway, and pot noodles not going to help us, is it? So maybe it's a good
Certainly
thing.
Not. Certainly not. Should go out for a walk on your lunch, but anyway.
Calm down.
You're doing
Calm
the
Calm down. But listen, we won last night.
Yes.
Yes. It was a must-win game, and we won. We delivered. Gary Bowyer, for all the criticism we gave him the last podcast on Monday, he delivered. We played two up top. It worked a treat, and we got the 3 points, 3-1 win against Ayr. Back of the net.
Man, I'm struggling to get the words to sum this game up. I really am.
Mm-hmm. I had it all.
I've decided to sum it up by song.
Oh, Jesus. Honestly, take the platform. This podcast is your stage, Paul. This is your Tina Park main event. On you go.
What a difference two strikers makes. Two strikers up front.
If I had a buzzer, I'd be buzzing right now and kicking you off the show. Look, that Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, brilliant. I mean, just strikers. Paul, what a difference.
That's it. Well done. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Right. Cut.
Cut that.
Just get it edited out. But I mean, like, we've all been screaming for it. Mm-hmm. Play the two up front.
Yeah.
What a difference. What a difference was, to the team.
You know what? See, when the goals went in, especially Jakubiak's goal, you seen Robertson, Jakubiak, the way they celebrated it was kind of like, we've been wanting to do this for years, months. They've been wanting to do this for months because it just seemed like we knew they've clicked, and it looked like they just wanted to be playing beside each other, and they've got it. And you know what? Also, we're going about the goals, but when Robertson could have easily have put away that second goal, I think.
And unselfish.
He just gave on it. Yeah, fantastic.
Laid it on a plate.
But yeah, when you've seen the lineups. I was pleased to see the two attackers, and straight away I thought there was a difference. There was no hoof ball up the park. It was playing to the feet, and even if it was put up to the park, that was to the chests. They were controlling it, doing the weight and on it. There was a lot of lovely link up play in the game.
That'll do.
Yep.
That's it, mate. I'm just again nodding my head because that's it. Amazing what a wee tweak can do. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
And it was good to see a score from a set piece as well, by the way. I've no scores for a while, but Sweeney, I mean, we're going about the Ayr's goal, but it was a great header.
Across
the goal, back of the net. But we've been threatening that for a good few minutes prior to that, and it just looked like the goal was coming. And after all the moaning about two bloody strikers, it was a defender for a set piece that opened the scoring.
Oh, but what a goal. I mean, just what a performance. Brilliant performance. Mm-hmm. Not one player had a bad game. That includes Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall and Hannett as well. I thought that was probably his best game for us. There was nothing fancy about him, but he just got stuck in. He was tracking. The first 20 minutes, you seen him tracking back and doing defensive work. And when he got the ball, he was trying to run. I mean, sometimes he wasn't offering much, but he was getting stuck in. He had a few meaty challenges in against him in the first 5 minutes, but he never let that get to him.
That's what you want.
Can't complain anybody at all. Pass marks for everybody.
Correct. And that's it. That is what we want. That should be the standard. That should be the bar now. Right, 7 games to go. Play like that every week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Mate, see, listening back to like the last pod and then this one, it's like me and you are, I don't know, like fucking bipolar or something.
Driving this morning, I did decide to give the pod a listen to, and I was like, Jesus, you two need to lighten up a wee bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bit, yeah. I mean, how big is that?
What a difference a Dundee win makes. The sun's splitting the pavements. Everything's great. Like, and we are back in the mixer. We are fucking back.
I know we said that. It was horrible to go from like potentially going a point ahead with a game in hand, and next thing you know, we're looking at potentially being 7 points set in stone behind. But a little bit of optimism now that we're 4 points behind. There's looking at the games, looking at the run-in. There's potential for slip-ups at Queen's Park. They've got 4 games away from home and out of 5 at very tough places. We've got a good couple of games at home. There's still a lot to play for. As much as we moan like hell and we did moan like hell in the last one, this win has upped the tone a little bit. We're looking ahead. We're brighter for the future.
Yeah, we're looking ahead with optimism.
Yes, and also we don't play on Friday night, but there is more chance for us to be more high hopes when we come back after the international break.
Definitely.
Because obviously Queen's Park, I think I've got Partick. So it is Partick, isn't it?
I don't give a fuck about Queen's Park. Fuck.
They've got somebody anyway. I'm pretty sure we said it was Partick, but we spoke about the Dundee's first goal. The equaliser was... Now, me and you spoke about this, and I feel that Sweeney should have stayed on his feet. And even though Akinyemi was going to beat him for pace, I feel like he should have then made the movement into the box to try and, well, give him less opportunity to put it in the net. What do you think? Do you think he had to go for that tackle?
I think he had to go for it. Sweeney runs like he's pulling a filming caravan. he wasn't catching Akinyemi. I don't think it was a hopeful hoof up the pitch, and I don't know where our defence was, so he was kind of last man. So for me, Akinyemi was going to burst away from him anyway. So he should have hit him harder. Like, if he was going to go for it, he should have hit him harder.
But then they run that risk of being the last man and taking him away, and
if he 40 yards out,
he was going to be on goal, last man.
I think it was poor goalkeeping for me as well. Like,
maybe, but I know that said everybody had pass marks, but we can still give a few negatives. But yeah, you maybe could have positioned yourself better. But I mean, apart from that goal, Ayers' game plan was over the top of the fullbacks. Mm-hmm. Fullbacks would then pass it into Akinyemi, who would hold it up and either pass it on to somebody who was running in, or he would try and turn himself. It took us a wee while to get used to that, but we did. I think the last 15 minutes of the first half, they were pressing like quite hard on us. But apart from, did they even have another shot on target?
Mate, I genuinely cannot mind. As far as I remember, they were just, like I said, Akinyemi holding it up, laying it off for somebody to just rifle it over the bar. That's all I feel that they did. And Dundee could have had the game sewn up before half time. I mean,
We had the chances. There was a few people that were speaking to that were maybe not as upbeat as me at halftime, obviously because of the possession that Ayr had. And we have got, obviously we're going into this game on the form, and there's pressure on the Dundee team more than the Ayr United team. They were kind of like, they maybe could have sneaked out or something. But I'm like, nah, the chances we've had, we should be ahead here. And then when we did go ahead, it was like, well, that's justified that we did.
Because that's what of the chances
we've got, I think there was a couple of, I think there was three chances in the first half the keeper played off. And yeah, but Zach Robinson's header been one of the big ones. That was a fantastic save.
Hmm.
So that's when you knew it was either going to go one or two ways. We're going to keep pushing forward. We will get the goals, or this keeper's going to have an absolutely fantastic game and they're going to score in the 89th minute for the win.
Mate, I was thinking, I was saying that, kind of saying that at half time. I was like, watch Dundee are all over them, watch the 2-1 win for Ayr. But nah. Once the teams came out in the second half, you were kind of thinking, nah, we've carried on. We've carried on. We're still getting those chances and restricting them. Nah, Dundee win was inevitable, man. Brilliant victory.
Just like the point out, it's Queen's Park home to Arbroath, not Partick. It must be. I've always thought the Partick game was coming up, so it must be coming up soon. So, it was a fantastic performance result. Boyer got a spot on. When he made a substitution, it was a like for like. Hannett for McMullen. It was more just injecting a little bit more life into that down the wing. He then used the other substitutions basically to, after the 90th minute, to run down the injury time that was put in instead of maybe his usual 80th minute, let's fling four people on. It was the game plan, it was there and it worked. I mean, my only gripe was that we lost the battle on the field quite a lot, but then we want two up front, so there is a position that, or an area of the park that's going to have a negative against it, if you want to. I mean, not Lyle Cameron, I thought had he was flinging passes. He just looks like he's got the vision on the boy. I know that he's a little bit lightweight because he's height as well, but the passing is amazing for him. Like he can pick out a pass. I think more in this game it would have been better to have, and we've harped on about him quite a lot, Sean Byrne in this type of game. It was actually good to see him come on, and he got a really good, really good cheer from the fans. A wee cameo appearance. I like to say as well that every pass that he got, it was a pass completion was probably 100%.
Easy. It's a stroll in the park for him. Honestly, it is. And it was good. Like you said, I watched it back. It was class seeing his like applause coming on. I was brilliant. Like, but I mean, like you said, I was kind of worried. I mean, it was great seeing two up front. You're like, you're brilliant. But then you were kind of like, we're a wee bit light in the middle of the park. But for me, I thought we coped with it. I mean, the boy Dempsey, number 8, he was kind of roaming about in that. But the air didn't do much for me, like, at all.
No. They had that wee period, like you say, in the first half, before the end of the first half, where they were kind of like, there was a wee bit of ascendancy about on them after getting their goal. But apart from that, I felt like we'd dealt with them. I mean, there was a few times in defence that you just felt like they were going to walk through and maybe get something, but at the end of the day, Dundee fans kind of dealt with it. It was like one of those, when you're watching it and you're going to play FIFA online and you're trying to tackle and the boys just like gliding through, and that's what it felt like sometimes. Like you're pressing the button and it's not happening.
Just shite at FIFA?
No, definitely not.
All right, okay, we'll see.
Well. but yeah, overall, fantastic. And the second goal, Robinson, twinkle toes Robinson with the ball, and like he passed it, Kubiak, unselfish, there you are, striker partner, laid it up for him, and he slotted home.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Great quick free kick for Ashcroft, right to his toes, but the control to bring it down, turn, beat the two boys, like he says, he could have shot, squared it off, brilliant, tapping, laid it on a plate. But you know what, see their embrace when they, when they really, oh mate, enough to bring a tear to a glass eye. It was brilliant. I love to see it. You could see they love playing together.
Yeah.
And you could see that was like, we've been screaming for two up front, play them together. That's what happens. That's how you win games.
They've got that link. You just notice it. They've got that link-up play. And even like the hold-up play with them's great because both of them were holding up well. And even like we flick-ons, but holding up well, waiting on the other player making a run or our player making a run and placing them on it. Because like Luke McCowan fantastic game again from him.
What
he summed up with a goal. I've actually not had a chance to look back at the goals, but I believe that his first took a deflection.
Nah, okay then.
It's given to him anyway, so it's a
Macaulay
goal.
It should be given to him. It was a brilliant, again, another great 1-2 with Robinson. Great pass from Robinson, and he rifled it. Yeah, might have took a wee nick. So what? It was going in, it's his goal. It was brilliant. Just overall, just class.
And that was it. Dundee
won.
What was that? 3-1 victory, and Akinyemi scored, which we actually, I never realised that we predicted that on the podcast. It wasn't until a few people were tweeting about it. I was like, right enough. And of course, numbnuts here, I've never put any money on it, and I can guarantee that you never put any money on it either.
Well, I had both teams to score, Dundee to win, Jakubiak any time, Ashcroft any time, because of that bloody Gary Cocker.
How many outlandish odds on bets? Was it 14 to 1 for Ashcroft any time?
So Ashcroft let us down, prick.
Which one, Ashcroft or Gary Cocker?
I'm saying no more.
We were lacking Gary Cocker as one, eh? But it's fine.
But so what? It doesn't matter. One jot. It's 3 points in the bag. 3-1 convincing victory. Could it be more? But that's it. We are back in the mixer, mate. We are back.
I was hoping for more purely for the goal difference. So the league table as it stands, Queen's Park on 29 games played, same as us. Everybody, a few teams in the bottom six of 28, but that doesn't matter. So 29 games played, Queen's Park 54 points, we are sitting on 50 points, and Ayr United after that 46. Like you say, there was that potential that Ayr could have been leapfrogging us, never happened, no point in speaking about it, but we now sit 4 points behind Queen's Park. It is the league's back on, even after all the moaning and all the haw and a hand from fans, and including ourselves from Saturday. It's back on, let's see what happens, let's just keep winning. That's all we've got to do.
I keep playing two up top. That's it. My only gripe is that it's taken so long to actually play the two up top. Then Boyer in his post-match says this was the plan all along for this game. Was it? I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, I've kind of stopped listening to his interviews. If that was a plan for this game, why wasn't it the plan for the previous games? It's, he's maybe trying to save face a wee bit, but he's done it. He's put the two players on. We've won, let's say, great attacking for Dundee last night. Could have been more goals. Really wish there was more goals just to kind of hammer home the point again, and maybe give that team that you've been predicting a hammering all season. We kind of still need that in that league because we really need to hammer somebody before the end of the season just because you've been predicting it. We need that to happen because if it doesn't, there's egg on your face because you keep saying it's going to be 5-6-0.
Fuck you. Using my fucking saying there's egg on Boyer's face. But hey ho, that's all I'm going to say. That's it. Just keep playing the two up top. Like I said before, that is the standard now. That is the bar. That is where we need to play each game remaining. That is it. That's all we've got to do. Just go and win these bloody games and keep the pressure on Queens because we've said it, they will slip up. I'm telling you. I feel like Kevin Keegan here. Kind of like,
he's pointing at me. He's got the headphones on. He's got the headphones on. He's pointing it to the camera. There's a bit of, yeah.
I would love it.
It's passion. I'm seeing passion here. I'm hearing passion.
So he's had three coffees, he's rocking and rolling.
He's hooked, he's had his caffeine, he's hooked.
I'll crash and burn by about 2 o'clock.
Go for a wee nap, wee half an hour. Aye.
But that's it. The game again.
We said we'd come on if we've won. We've spoke about it. We're just, obviously, we won't be back next week because it's the Scottish, well, sort of whole internationals. So there'll be. We get the weekend off, so there'll be no pod on the Monday, but we'll be back on the Monday after to preview Dundee's home match against Hamilton. But Paul, I didn't think there's anything else to say. It was just to come on and just say we won and to give the praise when it's due.
That's it. We cannot disappoint the fans, all 10 of yous out there. We cannot disappoint yous. No, we're going to do it. And we've done it.
No, we probably do disappoint you every week when you're halfway through listening to it. It's like, fucking hell. Eh? But we said we'd do a midweek one. We'll do a midweek one. We spoke about the victory. And, like, yeah. But it could have been a totally different podcast to what we're giving you now. It could have been a little bit toxic. I was going to, like you say, either way, there was never going to be a draw last night. It was either going to be a defeat or a win. And it was a win. It was a well-deserved win. Like you say, hats off to the manager, the players, and the fans as well for getting behind
fans
the team.
Fans as well. Yeah, yep, just, definitely.
Because, there could have been a lot of, I mean, the crowd wasn't the best, like, as in attendance-wise. But for the people that were there, they got behind the team. I know there's been a few retweets about some people booing at half time or something like that, but I never really had many. There was one or two, but it was people that I'd expect to boo, if you know what I mean. Some people around us, but they are people that you'd expect, and it wouldn't be a Dundee game without them like that. So they're set in their ways. They're set in their ways. But yeah, everybody got behind the team. We applauded the players afterwards, just to show what the victory meant after what kind of results we've been getting. So hopefully they realise that while backing them, we're critical, we'll maybe do go OTT, especially on here as well with what we're saying. But what we're wanting is, we're wanting the team to be playing, we want the team to be winning. And that's what happened last night. And when that happens, you hate a happy bunch.
That's exactly it, Danny. That is it. We can be critical. Everybody can. But it's because we want the team to play to their best. And last night showed they can play well. That they can play well and get the victory. That's it. And that, I'm just going to say it again. Just play like that the remaining games. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
All you got to do.
And hopefully everything takes care of itself. Well, Paul, thanks for coming on. I know that you're due a nap soon, so, I mean, yeah. Fair play to you.
Thanks, Danny.
And that's me. I've got a total of 8 minutes left of my dinner.
Ach, that's plenty of time for a pot noodle.
When you get the kettle boiled.
Ach, so you've got about 6 minutes then.
I'll have to eat it hot, roasting hot.
You burn your tongue.
I'm not going to enjoy this, but...
You're not.
It was worth it to do this.
It certainly was.
Yeah. But, yeah, thanks a lot for listening. Like I say, we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. We're just getting this one out the way so that by the time we did normally speak about it on a Monday, it would not be out of date. So we've got in there, and it's all nice and fresh.
Fresh as a daisy.
Thank you again for listening, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks.